Day 3 of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer is underway. And joining us by calling into the studio is Ron Truex, owner of Spring Creek Ag based at Litchfield, North Dakota. And so first, let's talk planting, or maybe that's something we don't want to talk about, given some of the conditions that farmers faced in your area. But, you know, maybe some of the acres didn't get planted this year as far as corn and soybeans, but farmers got the crop in the ground. And so help us reiterate what happened this planting season.
Yeah, we had one of the bigger prevent plant areas probably in the state. Early on when I was delivering corn in early April there, it looked like things were had been dry and we were pretty optimistic. And then we got a couple rains, and as the frost came out, and we just realized how high the water table was. Pretty much all the corn ground either had standing corn or just stayed too wet. So very little of the corn ground was planted. And about 25% of the intended corn acres were planted in our area. And then the bean thing looked like it was going to get slow. And there was a pretty nice jag of beans that did get planted, maybe 70 or 80% of some of the intended acres on beans. It depends on farms. I mean, there are some farms that maybe only planted a fourth their total acres just because of all the wet conditions.
And so obviously, while the area was very wet to start out the planting season, conditions shaped up a little bit, not too much in some areas, but overall the scenario turned out to be a little better as the growing season went on. And so how have these corn and bean crops been reacting to the conditions?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, a lot of guys were nervous it was going to be a repeat of 2019 for heat units, and it was a cold spring, late planting. So a lot of guys backed off maturity on corn and beans. And, you know, at the time it seemed like that was the right thing to do. But as we had, you know, we just had phenomenal heat and solar radiation this summer. So, the corn is ahead, even if it was planted late, is still ahead of what we'd expect. Maturity wise, it's really moving along. Looks to be a really good corn crop. Unfortunately, there's not many corn acres around our area, but and the beans are doing very well also. So we're excited about the row crop. It's going to be a good one.
And specifically, what stages of development are those crops at overall? I know there's a wide window of planting dates, but corn denting, we got some pods on those soybeans. Where are we at?
Yeah, we're pods are, you know, just getting a good start on filling. We have a few flowers we saw yesterday as we were looking at some plots, but for the most part, there's very few flowers left. So the beans are, you know, in that R5, 6 stage, and moving on from there, filling up some of the earlier varieties. Some of the old threes are, you know, they're really filled out nice. They look really good. And then the corn is, a lot of it's just getting close to denting. Depends on maturity and planting date. We were in a plot yesterday with a really early hybrid, a 78-day hybrid there that planted April 30th, and that was actually black-layered. But, you know, in some ways that's nice to see it that far along. On the other hand, you're going to leave some bushels on the table by not taking advantage of the nice weather we're having right now to put more bushels on this corn crop.
So in general, Ron, what are harvest expectations for the crop in your areas?
Well, on the bean side, there's a lot of bean acres around. You need some rain usually in late August or late July and into August. We've had ample rain all summer, really, in a lot of the area. So we're expecting a good bean crop. You know, the other advantage of rain in August is it usually helps them fill and you get larger seeded beans. And you know, if you're at a 2,500 seed count versus a 3,000, I mean, that's, you know, 15 to 20% more bushels. So that's significant. You know, so bean size should be really good, and what we're seeing is the pod counts are good, and we're expecting a really good bean crop. The white mold is a concern. We've had that the last couple of years, pockets of really significant white mold pressure, and being, you know, not much rain, lots of fog or wet in the morning, those are conditions, you know, to be concerned with white mold. But a lot more guys treated this year with fungicide. We had some guys put heads up on it planting time to help manage white mold, so I think the more risky fields were managed pretty well. But that being said, there's still, you know, we really won't know on the white mold for a couple more weeks how severe it is, but there is that around.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to Ron, product-wise, what is really performing well this year, and what gets you excited for 2021 from Pioneer Seeds?
Well, there's a couple new Enlist varieties that we're excited about. We've got a new 06 and a new 09 and a 1-1 that we saw yesterday in some plot tours we were on, and they're looking really good. On the extend side, the 09A62 is just an industry leader on white mold and yield. I mean, it's just flat out, you know, just a great variety. Guys are very, very happy with yields in it last year. I would say exceeded expectations with a lot of guys, and you know, it's just awesome for handling white mold. It's not perfect, but it's probably one of the best in the industry, if not the best. So that's an exciting variety. A lot of guys I talked to really, really like what they're seeing with that. We got an old 03A26, a brand new one this year. We have a nice jag of that out, and on the early side, that's looking very solid. High yield potential, good white mold, just a good agronomic package around. So that's going to be a winner on the bean side. The corn side, 9211 is a new corn. We got just a little bit of it out this year, but that we've. There's a Pioneer Seed app. A guy can go on there. Everybody can just go on there, download that app, and there's a yield estimate tool on there. And, you know, we saw some stuff in the 220s, 230s with 9211 yesterday and some plots we were in. I mean, that's an impressive look. The corn agronomics are good on it. The other one we had out last year quite a bit, 8736, and that looks to be right on track to also have another big year. Of course, our big stable guns are 8989 and 9188, and they sure don't look like they're going to disappoint either. I mean, they're just having a good solid year like we'd expect out of those two.
And Ron, as we wrap up our conversation here, tell me more about your services and your agency that you run.
Yeah, we do a lot of bean business out of here, and also a nice jag of corn, but we've really delivery is a big part of what we do. We've got a full treater set up. We've got a state-of-the-art treater here. So if the guys want to put on, you know, like a heads-up or a gaucho product for on an insecticide, and then we've got the Lumicina seed treatment, which is kind of unique to Pioneer, and it's awesome for Phytophthora. It's an industry-leading product to manage Phytophthora. And there's plenty of Phytophthora around these wet year like we've had, but so yeah, we deliver a lot of beans. A lot of guys pick them up here. Either way, we're set up to go. We're 7 miles north of Litchfield, but we can, you know, we're a phone call away for getting beans out to guys. And
again, we've been visiting with Ron Truex of Spring Creek Ag, a Pioneer Seed dealer based at Litchfield, North Dakota.